As researchers in Rochester work to test a potential novel coronavirus vaccine on a diverse set of study participants, they are also being confronted by a history of distrust between communities of color and medical researchers. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports.
Researchers say they want to test vaccines on a representative sample of the Rochester population, but the vast majority of people who sign up for these trials are often white. And that doesn't help convince people in communities of color that the vaccines are safe for them, says Dr. Angela Branch.
In 6 months or so, we're going to have to go out in the community and convince people to get vaccinated. We want to prepare for that. And having a very diverse study is a good way to start.
Branch is one of the principal investigators on a vaccine trial getting underway in Rochester. She says high death rates from COVID-19 in Rochester's minority populations mean those communities need more outreach.
You really want to ensure that the vaccine and treatment is going to actually be able to help the group that's being most affected.
Dr. Linda Clark says that's not going to be easy.
Any Black person with a little bit of awareness has some healthy skepticism of research institutions. You know, we have a deep, long history of doing unethical actions on Black bodies.
Clark is a founder of the Black Physicians Network of Greater Rochester and a senior advisor at the nonprofit Common Ground Health. She says the approach from medical researchers is slowly starting to change. Instead of just hoping for more diverse study participants, researchers are starting to recruit.
We're finally seeing ads that appear with people that look more diverse than we've seen before.
But Clark says that's only one part of the puzzle. She says the next step is diversifying the research labs themselves. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.